Tim's provided us tremendously with hanging the balls up high. For me to be able to run underneath the ball and to down the ball like I did this past game, even recent games, which is also huge. The direction of the punt, especially with Hester and Deshaun Jackson, you know, the dangerous returners that we've gone against, is to take them out of the game. And if any way we can coordinate with our gunners and the punter is schematically, you know, and it helps. Obviously, it's shown to be on the same page and get the return on the ground and give us the best opportunity to win the game. Last year, I think we had a chance, a couple punters. We had Capinos, I think, a couple years ago. So we struggled over the years, and we found a solid punter. You know, Tim, he's done a great job for us, and be able to hang the ball up for me, and he did a great job. The ball downed itself. One of those punts, that this past game. So the change is tremendous difference and significant difference from over the years.
Sometimes it only takes one play to help turn the tide for fan support behind a player. Maybe one big play a game. Mm-hmm. You had a pick in that game against the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and it got nullified from a personal foul. Did you feel like you lost that opportunity? Because that would have shut down the game.
Yeah. That's one of those plays, it just didn't bounce our way. Unfortunately, we got a penalty. Flag came up, and it nullified the play. Like I said, we just got to line up and play the next play, and that's the next important play. It was an opportunity for me, to end the game. But that's football. He's got to line up, play next play, and keep moving on. And unfortunately, the ball didn't bounce our way. At the end of the game, that last catch. That's just the way it goes. That's the NFL for you.
I know you'd love to be the next Charles Woodson, and I don't know if you'll ever get that opportunity.
Hey.
But how much do you embrace special teams, and how much do you enjoy now being kind of this team's guy on special teams?
As much as I have improved, I seem to come to where you can make a difference throughout the game. And I didn't really know, I think growing up, being a rookie, first year, second guy, to be able to make a difference within a ball game like that. And once I saw some other football players that I've watched, growing up, my first couple of years, that you can actually make a difference. And once I learned, okay, if I do such and such thing, like down the ball or control the returner, that it has a big impact of the game. That really, if that returner had a success, could end result to us losing the game. So if I shut down the returner, it helped the team as a whole to win the game. So once I grasped that that concept of it, I just took it and ran with it. So and that's what I'm trying to do now, and to try to be a leader and of the special teams and just keep playing consistent as I have been, and keep making plays and do what I can, do my part, to help this football win games.
Desmond was telling us that he could tell, as your friend, but some of the criticism you took from fans, how it got to you. Can you kind of tell us what that was like for you to go through, and maybe how satisfying it is now to be, see maybe their opinions change?
Mm-hmm. It was unfortunate, what they thought of me, but what I thought of them didn't change. I mean, I thought they were still the greatest fans in the world, but it was up to me, to change their perception of me, and the way I played the game, the way I played football, and I'm just gratified, not yet satisfied, but how I've become a better player, this all around leader, on special teams and just blessed, and a privilege, to be a part of, Green Bay Packers going into the Super Bowl.
Sorry about that. Garrett, Sean shared how well you played, obviously, this year and just praised what you did. And it may have been last year, but he said that there was a moment where he pulled you aside and said the penalty's got to stop. Do you remember kind of that clarity moment, or do you remember a moment where you're just like, that's not going to happen anymore?
Yeah. It happened a few times because I'm a little aggressive. And that's what kind of we teach. But at the same sense, you got to play within the rules of the game. Like I said, you can't really be too conscious of the rules of the game because then you're not playing football. You're not playing fast like you're supposed to be doing. So he just basically told me, you know, to just be more conscious of it. You know, where your hands are. You know, the stretch of the jersey because that's what the referees are looking for. Like I said, it wasn't really just one conversation. It was just throughout the season, like always. You know, just reparative muscle memory, just always knowing. You know, where you're at on the field, you know, like you can't go out of bounds on your own or it's a penalty. Like I said, just be more subconscious about it while you're on the field. And the conversation, you know, went well. It wasn't where he was, you know, we were yelling at each other. It was just like, hey, you know, just stay on your P's and Q's, stay, you know, dot your I's, cross your T's, and just stay within the details. And that's what he harps on. And, you know, we were able to get it done.